Today is the birthday of Martin Luther King. He truly was a great man. You know, he had his peccadilloes. He had some problems with being a philanderer. He had ties to communists. But the bottom line is this, is he was a great man. He was probably the best orator of the 20th century. So today we honor Martin Luther King. And of course, he wasn't like the civil rights leaders today, like Black Lives Matter. He would have not been part of Black Lives Matter. He would have condemned it. He believed in everybody trying to get along, trying to live together based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Interestingly enough, he referred himself as a Negro. And that's considered to be a dirty word today. My client, Cliven Bundy, was persecuted for that. In fact, mocked by President Barack Obama and then indicted for a standoff, a peaceful standoff, really, at Bunkerville. Now, Cliven and his sons and the others were eventually, in effect, acquitted. The indictment was thrown out because we caught the Justice Department lying, and we caught the Bureau of Land Management lying. The head of Bureau of Land Management, not coincidentally, was inserted by the most corrupt senator in modern history from Nevada, Harry Reid, R-E-I-D, I might add. And as a result, you have to look at Martin Luther King in a way based upon what he accomplished. And he started the road to greater civil rights. I don't believe that Martin Luther King would have believed in affirmative action. He believed in everybody to excel based on their ability. But of course, he wanted, you know, African-Americans to get educated, wanted them to be able to be integrated into society. And that has largely occurred, you know, over the last several, many decades. But along came Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and they had a, quote, better idea. They wanted to foment a race war. And that has continued to today. And it's really sad, and it's very unfortunate, and it's something which the American people should abhor. So let's celebrate Martin Luther King, a truly great man. No one's perfect. Everybody has their peccadilloes, as I said, but let's pay homage to him. Now, if you compare him to our brain dead criminal president, Joe Biden, there's no comparison. Biden should not even be allowed, had Martin Luther King been alive today, to shine his shoes. This is a dishonest individual. Someone who obviously, it's not even a dispute, took bribes laundered through Hunter Biden from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. And these documents, which have been uncovered in his house, in his Corvette, God knows where, I mean, maybe in his underwear. We had an instance after the Clinton administration where an individual, Sandy Berger, walked out of the archives with documents stuffed into his pants. Probably the only time that anyone put anything into their pants rather than taking it out during the Clinton administration. You know what I'm talking about, that's a joke. But actually it isn't a joke in the sense that Berger got caught with sensitive classified documents about Clinton's involvement with the communist Chinese. He was the national security advisor under Clinton. But here you have Joe Biden. Those documents, I'll bet you anything, I'll bet the ranch, deal with the bribes that he took from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. Probably they were intelligence reports. It's been reported that there were documents involving the UK. Those documents may have been intelligence given to the CIA or given to others in our government when the Brits picked up on this bribery scheme. British intelligence, MI6, is far better than our CIA. Our CIA is not only corrupt and dishonest, they're incompetent. And they've missed a lot of things. Weapons of mass destruction of Saddam Hussein, you can name it, what they have blown over the years. But Biden is a criminal. And mark my words, these documents were probably on the computer of Hunter Biden. Biden's son probably sold these documents for money, for cash, that found their way into the Biden family coffers to the Chinese, to the Russians, and perhaps others. This is a huge scandal. We'll never find out about it in terms of the government, because the fact that there's now an independent counsel, and or that's what they used to be called, a special counsel, the reason for that was to cover it up. And of course, you had all that money being given by the communist Chinese to the University of Pennsylvania, which financed the Biden Center there. Not coincidentally, this despicable, sleazy attorney general by the name of Merrick Garland, formerly a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, killed any investigation into Chinese espionage dealing with intellectual property. That's not coincidental. Biden probably ordered him to do it. The quid pro quo, Biden and the Chinese, rolling over to the Chinese because Biden, his son, and his brother James have been bought and paid for by the communist Chinese. But again, don't expect the special counsel to get to it. Don't expect the American people to ever find out about it. But we have enough now. And that is why Freedom Watch is trying Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for the bribery that we know about from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. That trial's in progress. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. It began in Boise, Idaho. We have a citizen's judge. He will issue a decision in the next several weeks. We will then seek to sentence Biden. And if we get a sentence of imprisonment, and believe we will, we'll have that sentence executed by law enforcement and the military, if necessary, if he doesn't turn himself in. Clearly he won't, because he has no respect for the American people. And ask yourself this question too. You know, Jill Biden goes merrily along. That's Biden's wife. She, number one, covered up to the American people the fact that her husband was essentially brain dead. You know, in the last few days, I was curious. I actually did a Google search of the IQs of the president. The IQ of Joe Biden, and I'm not exaggerating, is slightly above that of a mentally retarded person. That's several different Google listings that you can find of reputable places that have actually collected the IQs of presidents. He's not only brain dead, he's stupid, which is why he had to plagiarize other people's works in two other presidential campaigns and basically had to withdraw from those campaigns. And he's stupid in a sense too, by wading into this bribery scheme with Hunter and his brother James. He's exposed himself to tremendous criminality. Now, he's about 78 years old now, but he'll be spending the rest of his life in prison if we have anything to do with it. Go to my website, go to Freedom Watch's website, rather, at freedomwatchusa.org. Get a copy of my book, Citizens Grand Jury, Citizens Trials. They're legal. Justice Scalia ratified them. This is what our founding fathers did when they took back our legal system from King George, when he took it back to the Court of St. James. We have the authority to do this. And if we don't do it, no one else will. Republicans won't do it. Those are just show trials on Capitol Hill. They can't get any witness of any importance to show up to testify in their investigations of Biden's bribery scheme and everything else, because they'll just simply thumb their nose. Only the Biden Justice Department can enforce those subpoenas. Only the Biden Justice Department, which has become a Gestapo, can bring prosecutions. That ain't gonna happen. We live in the real world. Do bears live in the woods? This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't do it, this country is gonna collapse in a sea of corruption. And don't believe what the Republicans tell you. It's a fundraising gambit. They have no power to do anything other than to have their meaningless hearings, which they've had over and over again, holding no one accountable, only benefiting their fundraising and Sean Hannity, who then lies to the American people that something's going to happen to boost his ratings and profitability. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Contribute to our cause with tax-deductible contributions. We need your help to get much bigger. We are your Justice Department. You have no Justice Department. The only thing you have is a Gestapo, a despicable Gestapo run by criminals like Attorney General Merrick Garland and the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. They've been also sued with regard to January 6th for their violations of constitutional rights of peaceful protesters. And then there are the federal judges in DC, the most corrupt court in the country. Not all federal judges are that way, but DC, highly politicized, political hacks, both Democrat and Republican, appointed. We are holding them accountable for violating their oath of office. By violating their oath of office, they have also acted in a criminal manner. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause again. With tax-deductible contributions, we need it badly. The Republicans siphoned away a lot of contributions during the last failed midterm elections, which they failed to win. Now is the time for the American people to win. Join freedomwatchusa.org, get my book. It takes a counter-revolution. Wake up, America. You can get it there. God bless you. Happy Martin Luther King Day. He was truly a great man. You can't compare him to Joe Biden. This man is an icon. Joe Biden is a petty criminal, frankly, and a stupid, brain-dead person. I don't know what else I can say, but you can see it. I'll be back tomorrow with another special podcast. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us.